This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush's choice to be the U.S. ambassador to Iraq goes before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee tomorrow. The hearing is likely to focus on the challenges John Negroponte will face in Iraq rather than on his background. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
As the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, John Negroponte has been intimately involved in the diplomatic battles over Iraq. The 64-year-old is known as a discreet diplomat. As one of his friends put it, Negroponte can deliver a threat politely, as he did in 2002, just after the U.N. Security Council passed a tough resolution on Iraq.
If the Security Council fails to act decisively in the event of a further Iraqi violation, this resolution does not constrain any member state from acting to defend itself against the threat posed by Iraq.
Negroponte does have critics who accuse him of covering up human rights abuses when he was ambassador to Honduras during the Reagan years. A Democratic congressional staffer says the Senate Foreign Relations Committee already litigated that issue during Negroponte's confirmation hearing for the post of ambassador to the UN and is unlikely to dwell on this again tomorrow. Instead, the focus of the hearing is expected to be on the assignment in Iraq. One of Negroponte's friends from the Foreign Service, Robert Oakley, says it helps that Negroponte ran large embassies in the Philippines and in Mexico. Oakley says Negroponte's experiences in Saigon in the late 1960s might also help. That's where the two men met.
He watched a similar situation in Vietnam where we had a powerful ambassador, Henry Cabot Lodge, and a powerful military chief, William Westmoreland. And he watched what worked and what didn't work. And I think that now you're going to have much closer relationships between sort of the State Department side and the Defense Department military side than you had in the past.
Negroponte is a close associate of Colin Powell, who was Negroponte's boss at the National Security Council in the late 1980s. Another former career diplomat, David Mack of the Middle East Institute, says Negroponte's appointment is a mixed bag for those in the State Department who felt shut out of the post-war planning on Iraq.
I know a lot of my friends in the State Department wonder if they haven't been sort of handled a poison pill. Now they are going to take over responsibility for dealing with the realities such as they have evolved. They're not going to be able to turn back the clock.
Several former diplomats say it was a mistake for the current U.S. administrator, Paul Bremer, to have disbanded the Iraqi army and to refuse to deal with Ba'ath Party members, mistakes that are now being addressed. Robert Pelletreau, who was an assistant secretary of state for Near East Affairs, says there's another challenge that John Negroponte will have to overcome.
John does not have a background in the Middle East, and I would not expect that at the beginning, he will have a great deal of what you might call cross-cultural comfort. He cannot limit the Iraqis that he works with and that he's in touch with to those who are good English speakers or comfortable dealing with Americans. He's going to have a broader outreach than that.
To take on the job, Negroponte would have to make personal sacrifices because of the dangerous security environment. He'd go to Iraq without his family, his wife, and the five children they adopted in Honduras. Another problem is that his job description is still a work in progress. Ken Pollack of the Brookings Institution, who supported the decision to go to war but has been critical of the U.S. handling of the aftermath, had some advice about that.
Ambassador Negroponte, you need a new boss. And that new boss has got to be a UN High Commissioner. Because, unfortunately, a new U.S. ambassador is not going to have the legitimacy, the legal or moral authority to deal with a new Iraqi interim government.
Pollack and other Democrats have argued for a stronger UN role to help steer Iraq toward elections. But while the Bush administration is turning to the UN to help form an interim Iraqi government to take some authority this summer, administration officials have not shown any serious willingness to cede control of Iraq to the UN. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.